It's Wednesday, the 13th of May. This is our midweek podcast. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. What do you have planned for the day ahead? Maybe your diary is full. You have a long to-do list. Even now, you're not sure how you'll cross everything off. You're working from home, but if anything, you're busier than you would have been going to work. You've got lessons to prepare and deliver, reports to write, Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting. You're supervising children's schoolwork, providing meals, keeping the home functioning. Or maybe there's little in your diary. You've been told to stay at home. You've been furloughed, work has dried up, and the day stretches before you, and you're not quite sure how to fill it. Well, whatever our circumstances, in this verse, Paul says that what God wants for us today is to do good. Now, on the surface, that sounds like an unremarkable thing to say, rather like the radio thought for the day, which amounts to, wouldn't it be nice if we tried to be nice? We all know we should do good, and we all try to do it, surely. Except the Bible gives a very different picture, and the context of this verse in Ephesians 2 brings that out. I'll make three brief points. First, doing good does not come naturally. Ephesians 2 starts with Paul's description of our natural condition, as he describes the Ephesians' former life before they came to Christ. He says, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. That's what comes naturally to us, living for ourselves. Me first, my agenda, my gratification, my comfort, my convenience, my way. Following the way of a world that has rejected God, therefore listening to the devil, in fact, not God, therefore facing God's righteous wrath. Naturally, we don't do the good God wants us to do. We are spiritually dead. Make no mistake, apart from God's grace, you will only live for yourself today. Doing good does not come naturally. Rather, second, doing good is a product of God's grace. If you don't already know and love this passage, let me commend it to you, because having laid out the hopelessness and helplessness of our natural condition, Paul proclaims the spectacular change brought about by God's grace. Verse 4, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Though we were spiritually dead, God raised us to new life, united with the risen Jesus. What a transformation! Utterly undeserved by us, purely out of his great love and rich mercy. This is pure grace, as Paul summarizes in verses 8 and 9, for it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We must grasp this as we think about doing good. God does not accept us on the basis of our good works. He saves us and accepts us because of what Jesus has done, because that's the kind of God he is. You should do good today, not to make God love you, but because he loves you. He loved you when you didn't deserve it one bit, and he loved you abundantly through Jesus. And so we come to our verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Doing good is God's purpose in saving us. God has done a great work in our lives, but that work has a purpose. That's what he designed us for. Paul says we are God's workmanship. As someone might make a bird feeder in a workshop, and its purpose is to hold seeds for the garden birds, God made us for a purpose, to do good works. That's God's purpose for you and me today. What's more, and this may surprise you, he has prepared today's good works in advance for us. Teachers are used to preparing lessons in advance. And now many parents are having to learn to do the same, preparing schoolwork before the day so that children can go ahead and do that work. Well, Paul says that God has prepared good works for you and me to do today. What are those good works? Well, they'll differ according to our circumstances, but they are the very opposite of what comes naturally, putting ourselves first in everything. So we are to live for the sake of others and for God's glory. So God has given us people to love and serve today. He's prepared work for us to do faithfully and diligently today. He's given us children to encourage today, people to reach out to. People to pray for, people to witness to, opportunities to resist temptation, promises to trust. We are recipients of God's spectacular grace, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. I wonder, what are the good works he has prepared for you to do today? You might want to press pause and consider that for a moment before I lead us in a couple of prayers. Father, we praise and thank you for the mercy and love you have shown us in Jesus. Thank you that you've not treated us as we deserve, but have poured out your abundant grace on us. Help us to rejoice in that grace today, and would you empower us to do the good works you have prepared for the day ahead of us. May our actions and our reactions today be a blessing to others and bring glory to your name. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, as restrictions begin to be eased today, we pray that you would help people across our nation to act wisely and responsibly. We pray on for our leaders that you would grant them wisdom as they navigate the many uncertainties of this time. We pray for primary schools as they make decisions about how they may start to reopen next month. And pray especially for our church school, the Coombs, asking that you would give Ali and the leadership team and the staff team wisdom in their arrangements and grace in communicating with parents. We continue to thank you for our relationship with the school and pray that you would give us many ways to bless the school and commend the gospel through this time. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And today I'm going to finish with the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sin, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope that you have a good day today. Do please be looking out for the email that will come out on Friday with further details of our service on Sunday.